8 hours later, the taxi finally pulled up. By then, Harvey was freezing half to death, and he ran over to the taxi and grabbed the door handle and yanked the door. The entire door fell off the taxi, and the taxi driver turned around and started screaming at Harvey.
Excuse me! What are you doing? You break my car! You take my door, pick it up, put it back on!
I'm sorry, I didn't realize the car, that was such a piece of junk, the door was just gonna fall right off.
Are you insulting my car? In Russia, it's not easy to get a car, you have to wait 10 years!
You have to wait 10 years to get a car?
Unless you're a bureaucrat! Bureaucrat, get car right away! You know, like they say in Russia, everybody's equal! Except that some people are more equal than others. You know, regular person have to wait maybe 10 years. So my friend, he go to buy a car. And he pay for the car. They tell him, come back in 10 years, we have your car. He says, morning or afternoon?
Wow, that was actually pretty funny. I thought in Russia kidding wasn't invented yet.
I wasn't joking.
Oh, whoops, sorry about that.
Anyway, so the officer asks him, so, why do you need to know if it's morning or afternoon? It's 10 years from now. And he says, well, in the morning the plumber's coming.
Wow, that was really funny.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
Sorry again. Okay, so, could you please take me to the Moskovska Hotel?
Moskovska Hotel, okay, here we go.
The taxi takes off, weaving through traffic at 150 miles an hour. Before long, there are three police cars following behind, and Harvey leans over the seat.
Hey, you gotta slow down. The police are trying to pull you over. There's three of them chasing you.
Don't worry. My pile of soda cans goes faster than all the police. We go much faster. Don't worry.
Sure enough, the taxi driver slams on the gas pedal, and the taxi rockets even faster.
You see? Look behind you. You see all the police cars going further and further away. Don't worry.
And sure enough, Harvey turns around and the police cars can't keep up.
You know, this is crazy. I'm gonna get hurt. You gotta slow down.
Well, if I slow down, then we're not going to get there so quick.
Yeah, but at least I'll be alive.
Okay, here it is, Moskovska Hotel. 200 ruble, please.
200 rubles? Are you trying to rip me off? I'm an American. I come from New York. It's not easy to rip me off.
I'm not trying to cheat you. 200 rubles is 50 cents American money.
50 cents? Ay, ay, ay. I'll give you $5. Here's a tip.
$5. I'm rich.
The driver fainted and hit his head on the steering wheel. Harvey took a suitcase and he walked into the hotel and he walked up to the clerk who was sitting at the desk.
My name is Harvey Friedman. I have a room reserved. We have no rooms available. What do you mean you have no rooms available? I have a reservation. Check in your computer. Harvey Friedman. Reservation.
We don't have a reservation for you in the computer.
How do you know you don't have a reservation for me in the computer? You didn't even check.
We don't have computer. Computer not invented yet in Russia.
Oh, how do you like that? Well, anyhow, don't you see my name over there?
It doesn't make a difference. I see your name, but we don't have any rooms. They're all broken.
How do you have a broken room?
You want to see? I give you one from them.
No. I want a fixed room. Give me a room or else.
Or else what?
Or else I won't have any place to stay for the night. Can you please give me a room?
I see you don't understand how things work in Russia.
What do you mean I don't understand how things work in Russia?
Well, you have to ask more nicely.
I asked you nicely.
I don't mean this type of nicely.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean, Americanskaya. You have to ask the way Benjamin Franklin asks.
Oh, Benjamin Franklin, let me see. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man. Oh, Benjamin Franklin, I understand. Okay, how about if I ask you 100 times nicely like George Washington?
Please don't do that because then everybody will see.
Uh-huh.
Harvey reached into his pocket and pulled out a $100 bill. He folded it up carefully in his hand and passed it over the desk.
Well, actually, I make a mistake. We seem to have a room available on the fourth floor.
Oh, you have a room available. What a miracle. Okay, so here I go. How do I get to the fourth floor?
Well, the elevator is down the hallway.
All right, we'll see you later.
Harvey went down the hallway to the elevator. He pushed the button.
Excuse me, the elevator's not coming.
I never said the elevator is working. I said it's down the hallway.
Ay, 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 I tell you, this is unbelievable. Well, how do I get to the fourth floor?
You have to take the steps.
Four flights of steps?
Lazy Americanskaya, you go up the steps.
All right, all right. Huffing and puffing. I'm really in bad shape. I thought mowing my lawn once a week would keep me in better shape than this. On the other hand, my lawn only has 17 pieces of grass. Finally, here it is, the fourth floor. Let's see, 416. I don't believe this. She forgot to give me the key.